Any further discussion? A vote, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yeah.
And Mayor Chan?
Yes.
What percent is?
A little 10%.
Is it 10%?
Item 13C, approval of amendment to letter of intent with the city of, and borough of Wrangell and Serf.
Move to approve the amendment to the letter of intent with the city and borough of Wrangell and Serf.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? A vote, please. Or did you have some?
Well, I would thought you might want to just update us on, I mean, just for the public too, I think. It's always good.
Certainly, Assemblymember Prasanka. For the listening public, the letter of intent was the non-binding agreement that we, that the assembly approved with Serf to move forward on this effort. And the idea originally was that there would be a non-binding letter of intent, and then there would be a binding letter of intent, and then we would work into the transactional document. And what we've done is we've sort of skipped that middle part of a binding agreement, and we've started working directly on the transactional document, and it doesn't make sense to create a whole nother agreement. Because there was this idea that there would be two, the non-binding letter of intent document had an expiration date of June 30th on it, and what we wanted to do was extend that date to the furthest date that we think this transaction could possibly take place. And although we anticipate things happening far earlier than this, if things should get delayed and stuff would get pushed past this fall into, let's say, the holiday season, there is a recognition that during the holidays, virtually no work gets done because family matters and holidays and everybody's busy with vacations. So when we were in Seattle having our discussion, everybody said, okay, worst case scenario is the end of February. So that's why the date here is being extended to the end of February, even though we anticipate it being far, far sooner than that.
Thank you.
Any further questions, discussion? Hold up here.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 06-18-1417 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the job description of police sergeant.
Move to approve resolution number 06-18-1417 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the job description of the police sergeant.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I just have some questions for Chief McCloskey if you come up. So this is, I'm trying to picture, this is Merlin's old position, or is this Bruce's position?
It would be a Bruce's old position.
Bruce's old position. Okay.
The sergeant.
Sergeant.
I should have added that to my list of staff stuff. He's being promoted. He was promoted.
Basically, what we did is just cleaned up a bunch of the duties that normally would flow to that we had done elsewise because it worked better at the time. And then there was a lot of redundancy in the other one that we just eliminated a lot of in the lieutenants. That's the next one. Go ahead with your questions.
A couple things. The first one is, I found this interesting to read. There's no community policing component to this at all. Community outreach, community, there's nothing. It's mostly just chase the bad guys. Like that, I was just surprised that there was no section in there for anything about community policing. And I just am a firm believer that
I think that
some of that happens already, but it would be nice to see that ingrained in there.
Yeah, I think that the job description is more of just a meat and bones description, whereas the community policing is more of a departmental philosophy that falls within that.
And is that formally outlined somewhere?
Yeah. We have our what do you call it, a mission statement. I can provide it for you.
And then on the, and this is for both of them, and I, so my, I'm trying to work, when I went work through both, I kind of am a bit confused on whose was whose anymore, but I know you have first aid down, but you had struck out CPR. I don't understand why you wouldn't have CPR for first responders.
Quite frankly, the cost of maintaining it and the time that it takes to maintain. Are you talking CPR?
You have first aid down, but no CPR.
That's part of first aid.
It's all entrenched in the
yes.
wood now? Okay,
yes.
So it's no longer two separate services.
Not in my view of things. We supply the training and send officers and dispatchers through both classes.
So at the end of the day, they're trained in CPR as
yes.
well? Okay,
very
that,
much
that
so.
Was the question that I had on that.
Excuse me, I somehow I thought you said EMT.
No.
Okay.
No, CPR.
Okay, CPR,
it
whole
was
different
struck,
world.
It said first aid and then CPR
yeah.
was struck out, and I was like, of all of them,
no,
CPR is the most valuable.
The two are synonymous as far
okay,
as I'm
great.
Concerned.
One other question I had is, you had Academy, and again, I apologize, Chief, if because between the two, I'm a little bit confused. The Academy was a portion was in there previously, and now it's been removed. Is there a reason for that?
Which Academy?
I think what he's referring to is a certificate.
Yeah.
That's required by police standards.
Yes. You have to have a police standards certificate.
Okay.
In order to be a policeman in the state.
It's not issued by the Academy.
Yeah.
Okay. Standards Council, Academy are similar. Oh, I see. Okay. So that's just the Standards Council. It's probably because it was borrowed language from somewhere else.
These were the last time we redid job descriptions by, and I don't remember the name of the company that came in and did them all, but that's
okay.
what it boiled down to, yeah.
It still says on both of them intermediate certificate.
Okay, good.
Any further questions, comments? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. 13E, proposed resolution number 06-18-1418 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the job description of police lieutenant.
Move to approve resolution number 06-18-1418 of the Assembly and City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the job description of police lieutenant.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion on that one?
After typing this now, I now know how to spell lieutenant.
Do you have something else?
Yeah, Chief, just on this, we have allocated funds for IT support for across the city. And I see that I know it's been added because Bruce has been your IT person and so you wanted to get in his job description. Totally understand that. But hopefully you're going to be able to avail yourself of those services and we have sort of a coordinated effort in the city. Is that the case?
So I actually, if I may, Mr. Mayor and Assemblymember Prasanka, I changed the chief's language to specifically say in conjunction with IT support responsible for overseeing the maintenance and security.
And that would be the way I would envision it working. If we've got a real IT guy, I'm all for using them.
Great.
But until then, and even when we have an IT guy, somebody within the department needs to understand the function of everything too. I'm just not willing to say, okay, let me know how it works out.
Sounds good.
Any further questions? Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of professional services agreement with the state of Alaska for Wrangell Regional and Community Jail in amount of $371,975.
I move to approve professional services agreement with the state of Alaska for Wrangell Regional and Community Jail in the amount of $371,975.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? I'm glad to see that there was an increase instead of a decrease.
All right, my question is about the diversion and these other programs that they are funding for us. What I don't want to see for the diversion programs is that we absorb that in and utilize. I know how these things work. We take the money from here and use it over here and hire someone there. And I really want us to do that stuff and have some measurable outcomes and something. And I know Lisa had mentioned to me in a meeting that about an opioid discussion, community discussion, those sort of things. If that's the kind of, I want that $11,000 or whatever it is dollars to go to those programs, and I'd like to see a plan for what we're going to do with that money.
We will come back with that.
Thank you.
Any further?
The best part about this whole contract is it gives us 5 years. Basically, at that as a base rate, which will give us some stability that we haven't seen for the last few years, where it's talking about taking it all away or giving you nothing, and then only taking half. And so, on that side of the coin, I think it speaks pretty well from the state.
Any further discussion? Roll vote, please.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G. There is a, on my iPad, it says 6 foot easement on the agenda as written.
Oh, it's 60.
It says 60 foot, which is it?
I apologize for the type. It's 60.
Okay.
Good catch.
Thank you. I apologize. That is because the zero in my new numbers at the top of my thing does not work. So every once in a while I miss it. If I don't use the number pad over to the side, I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
Talk to our new IT
person.
Okay.
Okay, approval of 60-foot floating easement through the Institute property to provide access to properties identified on the preliminary plat for Trust Land Survey 2018-10 for the land trade between Alaska Mental Health Trust and U.S. Forest Service.
Move to approve 60-foot floating easement through the Institute property to provide access to properties identified on the preliminary plat for the Trust Land Survey 2018-10 for the land trade between the Alaska Mental Health Trust and the U.S. Forest Service.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Can you give me a little more background on this? Is this the section just between where mental health comes up against where Rainbow Falls Trail is?
It's there? The Rainbow Falls area.
And are they planning to preserve that
Rainbow
area?
Falls is going to be preserved, that's correct.
Good. And so they're adding an additional 60 foot of?
Not necessarily trail. They're adding 60 foot because they need road access back to these parcels. So it's in the Rainbow Falls area, but it is not going to take away the trail.
Right. Well,
and that's what, I hate floating easements. This is just my personal opinion. I hate floating easements because they're just out there sort of in, nowhere land. And if the people that aren't around that were there when the floating easement was created, when development starts to happen, people forget that there's a floating easement, stuff gets dead. So I don't prefer them, but the problem is that we just don't have enough information to do a hard easement at this time. So.
Well, mental health has been known to go into an area and cut a little more than they expected to, and really would like to see this area preserved. I'd like a little more information about what their intent is, how much they intend to remove, and where specifically.
Mr. Mayor, may I
respond?
So, Assemblymember Larrabee, it would be my preference if you would like additional information for the Assembly to postpone this, because Carol Rushmore is the one that has been working on this, and she is out of the office right now on leave. So she was not able to be here for this meeting. But we can certainly wait if necessary.
Well, perhaps I can ask for some additional background from the other members that may have more knowledge about this tonight. Is that possible?
Mr. Mayor.
What?
I am not able to share additional background on this. So if other assembly members don't, I think that's what you were alluding to, Assembly Member Larrabee, if they don't, I cannot be of more help. I apologize. I just have a generic understanding of this.
Is there time sensitivity to this?
I think perhaps if we could get it on the July 12th meeting, then that would work okay, since we're going to have a special meeting. Or July 11th, excuse me. So if you'd like to postpone it, time.
Just need to motion to postpone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time specific, please.
I move to postpone until the July 12th.
11th.
July 11th scheduled meeting.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion on the amendment or the postponement?
Mr. Mayor, if I could just ask if members of the Assembly have specific questions, go ahead and forward those to the clerk, and then we can have staff answer those up front and add that to the agenda statement, so when it goes in the packet you have that stuff up front.
When will Carol be back into town?
She's in town, I think, just with family. So
July 3rd.
July 3rd, she'll be back in the office.
Okay.
Just in time for that.
Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
And this is on the postponement.
Yes.
Assembly Members Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Next item on the list is an attorney's file, which is available for a review in the Borough Clerk's office. Item 15 is executive session. We have two items to discuss this evening, is the mill property and a Borough Clerk's annual evaluation.
Can we make both motions at once and then proceed strictly? Okay, I move pursuant to 44.62.320(c)(1) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters the imminent knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically to discuss the possible options of the mill site property for the city and borough of Wrangell. Do you want that seconded?
Right, let's complete
individual?
That one and then go to the next.
Okay.
Second.
I move pursuant to 44.
Oh, wait,
dot
let's
oh sorry.
Any discussion on item 15A? Oh, well, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
I move pursuant to 44.62.320(c)(2) that we recess into an executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough clerk's annual evaluation.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We're recessing to executive session at 8 or 5 p.m.
Do you want to take a break first?
Sure, we can take a quick break if you guys want to.
Can we just
stay
here?
For the clerk one, you don't.